Hello, everybody. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our housing forum. It's great to see you all chatting already, but the chat now comes later. I'm Peter Walters. I'm Chief Executive of First Wessex, and once again, it's a pleasure to welcome you. A lot of you were here last year, and you might remember we held it on Halloween last year, and it was dark and gloomy and pouring with rain. And this year, it's not Halloween, nice and light and bright and here, but pouring with rain outside. It was anyway when I came. So you have 2 hours of refuge here to have a fascinating conversation about housing matters. I'm not used to standing here and not doing a presentation, I have to say. This is the first time I've stood on the stage and not had 25 minutes to myself. I've only got 5 minutes to cram in all I have to say. In fact, I'm reduced to telling you where the lavatories are. So I will start. So I made a point of finding out. So let me do the housekeeping straight away. First of all, we're neither expecting a fire drill nor are we expecting a fire. But if there is a fire, there are green men signs over there. So on either side, that's the direction of travel if there is a fire. Secondly, obviously, mobiles off, if you will, or at least volume off. We might want you to have the mobiles on, and I'll explain why in a minute. Finally, there will be refreshments. You've already been, most of you, there, I think, to see where the refreshments are available. So, briefly, a word about our purpose, which is, again, for those of you who came last year, it's a First Wessex-hosted event, but what our interest is in talking about housing issues facing us, maybe locally, but actually mainly nationally. And our speakers and panel members have got a national focus rather than a local focus. Because we are all concerned, obviously we've got the election coming up and we've got that in mind, but politically we're not taking a view, certainly not party politically, to First Wessex take a view, but we do take a view, and most people in this room, if not all, I hope, take the very obvious view that there's a major housing shortage in the country, a shortage of supply, 100,000 a year, that needs to be addressed. And that's a common view across all political parties, and particularly in this room. We also want to talk about anything else that concerns you about housing policy, because it's a matter of not just how many we build, but what we build and where we build and how we manage them and who manages them. So the floor will be open to you about half an hour after our first speaker to start discussing this and putting questions to our question time audience. The running order is up there in front of you. It's not up here in front of me, so I'll have to do it from memory, which is shortly we'll have David Orr giving our keynote speech. After that, we'll have a question time style panel debate, which will be facilitated by me, so I will get to talk. I might even ask the first question. And then after that, equally importantly, at 6:30, more or less on the dot, we'll be having drinks and canapes over there in the room you've already been in, and I hope you'll continue the conversation. Don't be alarmed by 6:15 Peter Walters to sum up for 15 minutes, because that's not going to happen. I might say a few words at the end, but obviously we want you to be able to talk. Finally, and I've probably got very close to the end of my 5 minutes, finally, it's in the nature of these things that we talk to each other who already know what we're talking about, and it can be a bit inward looking. What we want you to do, seriously, is think about your reactions to this event and think about who you're going to talk to tomorrow about it and who you're going to lobby tomorrow about it. You might lobby different things. We're not pushing a particular line. But many of us feel that we just don't shout loud enough on whatever the subject is. So whether you use email or Facebook, or whether you write an old-fashioned letter, or whether in particular you use Twitter, please do so. Our team have been tweeting all day, those of you who follow, and it is worth mentioning that these three fine speakers who we have here, either themselves or the organizations they represent, have 60,000 followers. 60,000 followers just on this table here. Now, that's influence. And if you tweet with hashtag PHF2014 on the top right-hand corner there, that's the best chance of your messages getting places and being retweeted elsewhere. It's just a thought, but by whatever means you do it, I think it's important for all of us, not just to say that was a good housing forum, I hope you will, but that now I'm going to tell 10 more people about my feelings about housing and the future. Is that okay? Agreed? Good. Agreed? Yes. Much better. In which case, I shall now leave the stage, reluctantly, and hand over to David. David, come on up, and I shall introduce you as you're climbing up the stairs.
Splendid.
And we shall cross on the stairs. David Orr, I hope known to all of you, but certainly many of you. I think I just switched myself off. No, I didn't. David is chief executive of the National Housing Federation. You're on the board of the Housing Finance Corporation. I don't know how long you've been chief exec.
10 years? Just over 9 years.
Yeah, just over 9 years. Many of you have seen David, one of the most influential figures in terms of lobbying, in terms of knowledge, in terms of getting what we want for people in housing need in this country. I'd like you to welcome David Orr.
Thank you very much. So, thank you very much, Peter. I feel doubly honoured that I've managed to get Peter off the stage. That's already quite an achievement. I noticed on the way into this splendid building that there's a sign above the external